Welcome. Happy Thursday. Welcome to On the Move with Nan and Ashley. We're very sad. Cam is not with us today because she is a little under the weather. She had a mega blowout trip to the Dominican Republic, had the best time. And you know how that is. You go hard, you got to recoup hard because she got caught a little sickness. So she was with us earlier this week, and the podcast this week is something kind of new. We kind of did a roving podcast. We tried a vlog more type podcast. So I honestly would encourage you to go to YouTube and look at it because we are not in studio. We're all over. We're talking to some people out and about in the community because this week was 10K Love Week, as I'm sure you might know if you followed along on our social media. So that is why Ashley is with us. Ashley Snyder is our Director of Marketing. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And Ashley, how long have you been at Sportsbackers? And then just give people a little background about what you do.
Yeah, I've been at Sportsbackers for almost 10 years. I think it'll be 10 years this summer. I'm the director of marketing, as Nan shared. I started as the graphic designer. My role just kind of evolved, and now I'm serving as the director of marketing. I lead an awesome team. Nan, Cameron included, Dion, Allison. I think you guys have all had the chance to meet them via the podcast. But yeah, our goal is to really just market Sportsbackers, the events, our programs. So super fulfilling. And love marketing for a nonprofit.
Yeah. So Ashley offered to join us because also Ashley and I have worked together for a very long time since we've both been here for about 10 years. And I think I'm trying to remember, do you think 10K Love Week, did we create? I mean, I think I was here as it started. Were you here when it first started?
Yeah,
I think you were.
I feel like it was your idea.
I'll take it. It was my idea. 10K yeah. Love Week is my brainchild. But it's just a week where we really celebrate the 10K. It's Valentine's Day week. And I feel like people just deserve to be love bombed that week. And the 10K is such a beloved Richmond event that I think we just kind of thought of like, what is a good time to really like showcase the community love that we have here for this event. And we just thought, what better time than when love is on the brain? So I'm trying to, like, what has been your favorite thing to see 10K Love Week evolve? Any 10K Love Week memories?
Oh, gosh, that's a hard one. I will say I love 10K Love Week because, as Nan said, it's, you know, we like to love bomb people. I think it's just a really fun time of year to, one, we're super excited about the 10K. And so it's just a fun time to, like, reflect on past years. And the 10K, like, 100% would not be what it is without the full support of the community. And so this week is all about thanking the people who help make the event what it is, our sponsors, our volunteers, community members, spirit groups, you know, like the Jamie Grannies who are out there, who've been out there for 10 years. I think of like We Off the Couch, who just brings so much energy to like their section of the course. Massey, who's been involved for years. Obviously, some of our participants have been with us from the start. So it's really just, and I know I'm leaving out so many people and groups, but it's, you know, I love actually like seeing some of the comments on Facebook, just like when we solicit feedback about why people love the 10K. I think the consensus is that Richmond is just a really cool place and the 10K brings people together like no other event, no Definitely. Other day in Richmond.
Yeah, I feel like I remember the very first year that we did it, really doing rainbow cookies as like the primary thing that we were doing and giving those out to different partners and places where we knew people were being active and run clubs and fitness warriors classes and all of these things and different sponsors, like Ashley said. But I remember like counting out, we like assembled all these tiny boxes, hand tied little bows on them and like counting out. Our downstairs conference table was just like these huge, massive boxes of rainbow cookies and counting them all out and putting them in and like packaging them up really nice. And I learned quickly that if you want to be received warmly somewhere, you show up with you crap's baked goods. So that's 100%. That has remained a real staple in 10K Love Week. It's evolved some to be more like t-shirt giveaways, you know, taking Kroger bags places. They were at Fleet Feet this week, things like that. But we have still continued to really go heavy with some rainbow cookies and cupcakes. Last year we kept doing it this year, and you'll see on the video. But the Fleet Jeep that UCROPS has, it's so cute. If you've seen it in person, you're obsessed with it because it is just retro and adorable, and they should drive it all around town. That should be the official vehicle of Bobby Ucrop. And I feel like it gets so much attention when we go places because it's so iconic and has that like fun Ucrop's nostalgia that people love. So we drove that around. We went to Libby Mill Library this week.
That was a great spot. Lots of kids, lots of happy kids there.
If you show up and you tell kids that you've got a cupcake, you're automatically in their number one. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Browns Island, which is also fun just because that's such a place. All those people that work down there, I feel like it's a great spot to catch them on their lunch break.
Yeah. One thing that definitely sticks out to me yesterday, there was a guy who was running hard and he stopped mid-run to get a cupcake. Like he was sweating and like, I mean, he was getting a hard workout and I saw him a couple times.
Like he beelined right for us at the end.
I mean, he literally ran right up to us, stopped and was like, can I take one? And like, got it. And then continued on. It was pretty funny.
Dedication to your dessert. Mm-hmm. And I will say like, even when people we put a cookie on top of the cupcake this year. And even people, you know, are hesitant to talk to you initially. And then they see it and they're like, is that a rainbow cookie? And you're like, yeah, now you're in, huh? Now you want to know what we're promoting. But I feel like it's definitely been a week that it's been fun to see how it's evolved and changed. Mm-hmm. And then earlier this week, we were out at the VCU Commons as well for a Massey event. And it's Massey's 50th anniversary this year. And they've been a partner for, I believe, almost all of the years of the 10K. So it's also really special to have them still be so prominent in the 10K. It was great to just kind of get that VCU spirit. I'm a VCU alum, so fun to be back in the Commons and see how it's changed from forever ago and see what college kids are like now, because that was a mystery to me as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, on the podcast this week, you can kind of expect we're going to cut to an interview with Megan Zapiak from Massey. And she just kind of goes over some of her favorite things about Valentine's Day, 10K Love Week. We did it in Schaefer Court. So there's really pretty 10K love, not 10K, but pink Valentine's Day themed love letters behind her. So perfect. It was like they set the backdrop up for us. And then there is some, I think I warned you during it, you'll hear some ambient noise. We got somebody that's doing, it was like crazy yard work right over there, but we rolled with it. So this is a roving podcast. And then when Ashley and I were on Browns Island, we interviewed Daniel with Ucrops, Daniel Riddick. So it'll just be really fun. And then we'll come back and tell you some more about what's going to happen next week.
Nan has no clue that I'm going to do this, but I was just thinking we have these awesome shirts that she's wearing. Yeah. And we have enough for giveaways. So if you comment on YouTube, we'll send you a shirt.
This was genius. Great work. This was smart. Yes, these are wonderful. If you're listening, tune in so that you can see what they look like. They're pink. They are our 10K 25th anniversary shirts. Really great. So you definitely want to comment. Comment.
Yeah. Tell us your size. And tell you do have to be registered because that's how we're going to find your
contact address. Information. Yeah. And your address.
If you are registered for the 10K and you comment on this YouTube video, we will send you a shirt.
All right. Great. You heard it here. We'll enjoy the interviews with Megan and Daniel, and we will be back in just a little bit.
All right. We are outside. This is a roving podcast today. First time ever. It's beautiful. I encourage you to watch the YouTube. You are going to hear a little background because that's real life. And we're doing some yard work here on BC campus. We've got Megan here from Massey. What can participants expect out of the Massey Mile this year?
We are really excited to come back for the Massey Mile this year. We got a lot of excitement from it last year with some of the porch parties that we had, all of the flyers and the banners. Our goal this year is for you to not finish the race and not know where the Massey Mile was. So we're looking forward to having dance teams and cheer squads and bands out there. Really get all of the excitement going for this year so that when you're in your first mile and your last mile, you get that extra pump of inspiration that you need to cross the finish line.
All right, what is your favorite part of the behind the scenes work at Massey?
I like that one. So I think my favorite part of all the behind the scenes work that goes into Massey Challenge, the 10K, is that I get to spend a lot of time talking to people about what their personal stories are and their connections to cancer. You know, this year we've got a really great sponsor in Apex Systems, and a lot of them have a personal connection to cancer, and that's why they wanted to come out and be a part of the Massey Challenge. We have companies who are creating teams. We have families who've been doing the Massey Challenge for decades. And I get to have those conversations with folks and then share their stories with everyone. And I think that's what keeps you going at the end of the day is knowing that there's hope and there's inspiration and that everybody is coming together for this really, you know, amazing cause and to fight for a future without cancer and be one team, one fight together. And that's something that we hope you feel on race day. We hope you feel on the Massey Mile, but I get to feel it every day behind the scenes. And I feel really lucky and really blessed that I get to share that with my team. Honestly, I think we're really excited to get everybody to come back together to celebrate the 50th anniversary. And knowing that it's happening simultaneously with the 25th running of the 10K, we just think this is a really great opportunity to get the whole community involved and to know what Sportsbackers is doing and all the great work that Massey's been doing. It's just a big year, a big party, and a great time to spend it together as a group.
All right, what is your favorite part of 10K race day?
I think I just love the hype around race day. It's impossible not to have this really excited energy about you. You know, we get to the course at, I don't know, 5-6 o'clock in the morning to help set up, and you can already feel it. And, you know, all the teams who are dressed up, all of the porch parties that are happening, you know, the cowbells, the pom-poms, the bands, everything. There's just so much excitement. It's impossible to not feel it and want to be a part of it. And, you know, at the end of the day, you can kick your feet up and relax because, you know, it was a big day and an exciting day. But I definitely think it's the hype that the entire city of Richmond brings on race day.
So Valentine's Day theme, this or that, because it is 10K Love Week and we just had Valentine's Day. So is it flowers or chocolate?
Chocolate.
We got a preferred type of chocolate, dark chocolate?
Dark.
Bar. Okay, dark. What's your favorite candy?
A Take Five.
Oh, that's five. That is a good choice. Love a Take Five.
Okay, next one is for Love Week. Would you rather pick the breakfast pizza or the cupcakes?
Breakfast pizza. There's no contest.
I'm basing this on the events we currently work together. Breakfast pizza all day. You just can't say no. And then the last one, all right, your ideal Valentine's or Galentine's? Are you staying in, comfy sweats, night at home, or are you hitting the town?
I am a stay in, you know, cook dinner, something nice to drink, something nice to eat, but I do not want to leave my house.
It's a cozy holiday.
It is.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Megan.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, what are we doing out here today for 10K Love Week?
We are out here with the 1964 Willys Jeep Fleet Van, handing out cupcakes and rainbow cookies for 10K Love Week, spreading the word about the 25th running of the Monument Avenue 10K, presented by Kroger.
What does it mean to you, Crops, to have been the title sponsor of this event for all 25 years?
It's an absolute honor to have been part of this event for 25 years. Bobby Ucrop has been instrumental in, you know, helping support the Sportsbackers in this endeavor and really get people off the couch and into a healthy, active lifestyle. And for our company to have been supporting that for 25 years is pretty neat.
What is your favorite part of race day?
I run the race every year, so I just love the community feel and the kind of adrenaline of just everyone in the community being together in one place on hopefully a beautiful day. There's really nothing else like it in terms of a community event.
This Jeep gets so much attention anytime we drive it somewhere. And we were wondering, like, what does it feel like to just tear up the streets of Richmond in this thing?
It is fun to drive. It comes with a little bit of stress because she's old and she's all original. So we keep our fingers crossed that she starts and she goes when you push the pedal. But so far, so good.
Are we talking stick shift only?
Stick shift, all stick shift.
Had you driven stick shift before you drove? You've driven the
fleet
van. I
didn't know how to drive stick, but there's definitely a little learning curve to driving this.
Okay. We do some this or that's on the podcast as well, so I'm going to hit you with three quick hitting this or that's.
All right.
Trying to keep them 10K or U-Crops related. U-Crops, are you going breakfast pizza or cupcake?
Ooh, I gotta go Cupcake. Got that sweet tooth.
Okay, interesting. And then what would you say, what do you think is the most popular dessert item at UCrops?
Oh man, there's a number of them. Gotta love the iconic rainbow cookie.
Always love the rainbow cookie.
Everyone loves the rainbow cookie. The bar cake, chocolate bar cake.
That's a favorite at our office.
Big favorite. Those are probably top two in my book, but any answer would be a good answer.
Perfect. All right. For this or that, would you rather volunteer and hand out medals at the finish or get down with the Jammin' Grannies?
Who doesn't love the Jammin' Grannies? I've never personally met the Jammin' Grannies, but maybe this year's my year.
Could be. Today is Valentine's Day while we're out here. So what do you prefer? Do you want to do a night on the town, traditional romance, or do you want to roll comfy stay at home?
I think we've aged into the comfy stay at home years. Answer may have been different a number of years ago, but it's also my wife's birthday, so
shout out, wife.
Happy birthday, Susan.
All right. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
Welcome back. We just hope that just made you want a cupcake and that you'll just head to UCrops Market Hall or your local Kroger and pick up some UCrops baked goods, because that's what I'm wanting. Ashley said we should have gone downstairs and gotten cupcakes to eat on the end of this.
Mm-hmm. Nan did have a genius idea yesterday that UCrops should make a buttercream candle.
Yes.
And I'm imagining a candle right now. Would love that.
Since we're on the comment train, comment if you want a buttercream candle. And if we hit enough comments, I'm going to blow up UCrop's social media and let them know what the people want.
Daniel did agree that it was a good idea. So yes, comment. Let's reinforce that idea.
Well, thanks. I hope you all enjoyed this episode of On the Move with Nan and Ashley. We'll have Cam back next week. And thanks. And I hope that you enjoyed our first roving blog. I think we're also going to do that with Cameron and 10K training team. So that should be fun, because I know we all want to see her out there doing her thing. And support her. Go Cam. All right. Thanks. See you next Thursday. Bye.